Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So we've been telling you all morning that we needed to have a talk, a family meeting, a conversation. It is Sarah Pepper and Jesse Watt here on Mix 96.5. And I, Sarah Pepper, am about to say the words that I never dreamed that I would say on Mix 96.5. I remember when I came to Houston for my interview, I was certain that I was downtown because the buildings were so big and it was so massive, but I was not. I was just in the Galleria. But I knew the minute that we landed and we went out to dinner and I had real Tex-Mex food that I was hooked. I called my mom that night and I told her that we were going to move to Houston, and I had not even been offered the job yet. But I knew that Houston was home. I packed everything I owned in 20 boxes. I didn't even have a bed or a couch. And I moved to Houston. And that was in July of 2008. And for the past 16 years, I have called Houston my home. I came here when I was 28 years old. And I was scared and I was excited. And I was so unsure of the future and what it was going to hold. And if I had written my own story, it never would have been as good as the one that Houston wrote for me. My longest relationship has been this job. Some of the best friends that I have made in my life I met because of this job. I relied on this job and all of you during some of the hardest days of my life. I can remember so vividly going into the bathroom when I was going through IVF and taking a pregnancy test in the bathroom and finding out that another transfer didn't take. And knowing that at least I had this room and I had you and that we could laugh together. This has been my safe space for 16 years. This has been the one place that I knew I could go where I knew that I was going to be happy. And my whole life has been wrapped up in this job. You all sent me clothes when my daughter was born, flowers when my brother died. I got the call that my brother died when I was in the studio on the air. And I can remember food showing up at the studio for months after he passed away with notes from all of you saying, "Just so you don't have to cook, here's my email address, here's my cell phone number, let me know if you want more." Because you knew my family wasn't here to take care of me, so you did. And when I ran my first marathon in Houston in my brother's honor, I can still see the signs that you all made to come out and cheer me on because my family got caught in Indiana because of snow and they couldn't make it. It is hard moving to a new city, and you only know two people, and you are surrounded by 6 million strangers. But you all made Houston home for me. It is the biggest small city that I have ever been a part of. And it breaks my heart to say that I have to leave. Because you have become my family. Not being here every day with you is a thought that I could have never imagined. But over the past couple of months, my mom's health has not been its best. And if you've been through this, you know that when your parents get old, it's really hard to accept the fact that they are getting old. And as hard as it is for me, my mom is not going to get any younger. And neither is my daughter. I spent a lot of sleepless nights trying to figure out what was best. And if you've ever been in a position where you have to make the choice between your family and your job, it feels like there is no best decision. But a very wise woman once told me to make a decision and then make that decision right. And I know the right decision is to take my mom and my family back to Indiana. I know that that's the right decision. But that doesn't mean that my heart doesn't break every time I say it out loud or I think about it when I'm driving through Houston, because Houston is my home. I came here at 28 and I thought I'd be here 5 years max. And then I was going to move on to whatever my next venture was going to be. But this city has a crazy way of grabbing a hold of your heart. And there's something special about Houston, about the way Houston rallies and welcomes. And it really is one of those if you know kind of situations. And I know how lucky that I am to have called Houston home for 16 years. And I love you all. And I want to thank you for giving me a second home, because this time when I am leaving Houston, it is way more than 20 boxes. Houston is where my daughter was born. She'll always be a Houstonian. She is a born Texan. But unfortunately, I have to resign from my job here at Mix 96.5.
I've been just as speechless as you probably feel right now all week. And I know it feels like we are losing a member of our family, but the truth is that Sarah is making a really, really great decision for her family that I am proud of her for making. And I think you are too. And with social media, you'll never be too far away.
This is true.
But Sarah, we will miss you on air every morning. We will miss seeing you in the community because we know how much Houston means to you. And now we get to share with you how much you mean to Houston. And I know you're listening and your head's probably going a million miles a minute right now. So I'm going to ask the questions that came to my mind first. And Sarah, whatever you're comfortable with sharing, how is your mom, Nana, feeling? How is she doing?
I think that she feels the same way that I feel right now. It is so bittersweet because my mom really did love Houston, but it's just not feasible for her to be able to stay anymore. And it's so hard for your heart to be in two places at once. And she feels very, very torn.
Yeah. And your daughter, Parker, I mean, she just turned 5. What does she understand about all of this?
She understands that we're moving. She understands that we're selling our house. I've tried to make her as much a part of this process as I can because I don't want her to feel like her world has been ripped upside down and she doesn't have any control over it. And if you're a parent, you can relate to this. She's going to start kindergarten next year and everybody from her pre-K is going to go to a different school. So it felt to me like if we were going to uproot everybody and we were going to move, let's do it at a time where it is the least hard for her. Because when you're a parent, you're not just making decisions for you, you're making decisions for everybody else.
You don't have to share this if you're not comfortable. I think a lot of us are curious what this next phase of your life, like, what is life going to look like in Indiana? Do you have a new job? Are you going to be on the radio still?
So I'm not going to be on the radio. I didn't take a job to be in radio. I took a job to work with kids. And kids have always been a passion of mine. I've always wanted to work with children. And the job that I am taking will allow me to do what I love to do. And that's raise money and work with kids all at the same time.
I'm going to ask you a really impossible question right now. Do you have a favorite memory of Houston?
I was trying to think about if I was ever asked that question, what it would be. And it's so hard because my memories of Houston are like the size of population or the population of Houston. It's massive. I don't have one favorite memory. I think Houston for me is a feeling. If that makes any sense to you, it's not one big thing. It's everything that's happened every day over the past 16 years that when you say the word Houston, it just evokes a feeling and an emotion that you have in your heart. And like I said, it's one of those, if you know, you know, situations where you just feel Houston.
Well, with that being said, Houston, I'm going to need you. Because if you listen to the show, I think you know that Sarah has been my partner in crime. And I need you to know that we are going to get through this together. And I'm going to be here every morning with you, with the phone lines open, giving as many hugs via phone that I can. You can call me anytime and tell me your favorite Sarah Pepper memory, and I will tell you mine. And I want to reiterate that we don't have to be sad, because we get to be proud and we get to be happy for Sarah, that she's taking Parker home and that she's taking care of her mom the best way that she knows how. We are also having a send-off party for her, because why wouldn't we? Of course we would. May 16th, there's going to be a lot more information coming that we're going to put up on our website and our Facebook page at Mix96.5 Houston, but we want you to be able to come and to say goodbye, so as soon as we have more information on that, we'll let you know.
And if you have any questions or anything that you want to say or a memory that you want to share, like, we're here. You can call us anytime. You can talk to us anytime. You can reach out on social media, because like Jesse said, you know, with social media, we could still talk online. You know, and I will answer any question to the best of my ability. And I just want to say, you know, this isn't goodbye. I hate goodbyes. I don't believe in saying goodbyes, because it means you're never going to see someone again. And that this is not goodbye to Houston. This is see you later, or as my daughter Parker always likes to say, see you on the flip side, mommy. So see you on the flip side, Houston. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.